This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Russia's Foreign Affairs Minister Sergei Lavrov has arrived in Kenya on an unannounced trip. Moscow's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced Lavrov's arrival in Nairobi on Monday morning without giving further details on the visit. Now, the Russian embassy in Nairobi in a tweet said this would be, quote, a very fruitful week for Russia-Kenya bilateral relations, close quotes. Our Kenya's President William Ruto has skipped Nigeria's Bola Tinubu inauguration. Lavrov's visit comes days after Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba made an African tour last week. And to unpack this for us, we are joined on the line by international relations expert Dr. David Matsanga. Dr. Matsanga, good afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa Update. We know there will be bilateral talks. What can be expected from these two countries in the coming few days? And also, just a big thing that we're noticing is the fact that Sergei Lavrov decided not to go to Nigeria's president-elect's inauguration.
The talks will center around how to end the war. A peaceful way of resolving the conflict, the effects of the trade, the effects of economic hardships, the effects of bilateral relations between Russia and Kenya. You know very well Russia and Kenya have had long-standing relationship. They have one of the biggest embassies in Nairobi across the East African states. So it is going to be one of the biggest trips that will actually force. I'll not be shocked if the American Secretary of State will also be on the flight tomorrow, because Kenya is assumed that it is one of the states that America relies on the region. But on this point of what can be achieved out of these talks, there are quite a number of issues on African continent that need Kenya as a stronger state within the region to help resolve. You remember we have the DRC Congo, we have the Sudan conflict where Russia is again involved, we have still Somalia, we have quite a number of countries, South Sudan. So there are so many things that will be touched by both the Russian foreign minister and the government of Kenya. So let's wait and see, maybe tomorrow or the other day when they depart, we shall know what has been discussed, what has come out, what are the conclusions. Is Kenya going to spearhead, like other African states that have said they want a peaceful resolution to the conflict? We wait and see tomorrow.
Well, Dr. Matsanga.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.